KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school girls softball play last night, a game heard here on KJAN. Morgan Shaben came up huge on senior night for the Harlan Cyclone softball team and led them to a 3-0 win over Atlantic. Shaben was phenomenal in the circle with 10 strikeouts on the night and led the way at the plate as well, driving in all three Cyclone runs. Atlantic struggled at the plate all night against Shaben and couldn't generate many chances. Atlantic head coach Terry Hinsman said Shaben was really tough.
Yeah, she's a very good pitcher, a real good pitcher. Moved the ball well tonight, spotted her fastball very, very well. She's kind of the heartbeat of the team there, and it all starts in the circle. And with her, they have a good pitcher.
Atlantic made a couple of costly errors as well. In the third, a poor connection to first base allowed Kate Hightoff to get on base as Kennedy Gergen couldn't keep her foot on the bag for the out. Two batters later, Shaben drove Hightoff in with an RBI single to put Harlan up 1-0. In the fifth, Madison Botos misplayed a ball in left field from Tiana Kasperbauer and it dropped off her glove for a double. Hightoff reached on a walk, and two batters later, Shaben smacked a double into right field to bring home two more runs. Coach Hinsman said those mistakes can't happen to be successful against good teams.
You know, that's what we talked about going forward, is the team who makes the fewest mistakes is going to win the ball game, and we weren't that team tonight. You know, that coupled with the fact that I didn't think we bounced back from those very well, both in the pitching circle but also at the plate. So we're going to have to take care of those kinds of things if we're going to play at a championship level.
Harlan improves to 20-5 on the season with that victory as Atlantic falls to 21-6, and they'll get right back at it at Lewis Central.
We get back to Lewis Central tomorrow. They're a team that always plays us tough regardless of what the record is. Throw that out the window, and hopefully we can bounce back. I guess one of the things that it'll do is show us how much mental toughness that we have and how much resiliency that we have. You know, I didn't think tonight necessarily we showed that up and down the lineup, so we'll see if we can get that taken care of tomorrow.
Olivia Engler took the loss for Atlantic in the circle, going all six innings with 7 strikeouts and just 1 walk on the evening. Another Hawkeye 10 girls softball last night. Glenwood beat Shenandoah 4-2. Clarinda edging Red Oak 4-3. Kemper Catholic over St. Albert 12-0. From the Western Iowa Conference, Audubon defeated IKM Manning in 8 innings, 9-8. Underwood over Thomas Jefferson 12-1. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam over Exira EHK 3-2. West Harrison beat Woodbine 9-6. Bowyer Valley over Whiting 20-5. Arweva beat Glen Ralston 5-2. In the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills over Griswold 3-1. Stanton Essex beat East Mills 5-4. In girls softball, in boys baseball action last night, Atlantic pushed a run across in the seventh inning to pick up a victory as Chase McLaren struck out 9 and scattered 7 hits over 6 2/3 innings as he picked up the win on the hill. McLaren also had a couple of hits, and Brody O'Brien had a pair of hits as well. Niall Peterson drove in 2 runs, helping Atlantic to a 3-2 win over Harlan in Hawkeye 10 Conference baseball last night. Also in the Hawkeye 10, Red Oak beat Clarinda 15-5. Kemper Catholic 7-6 over St. Albert. Denison beat Lewis Central 8-7. Glenwood over Shenandoah 7-1. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Creston 6-1. In Western Iowa Conference tournament play last night, IKM Manning beat Riverside 15-3. Trainer over IKM Manning 12-2. It was Logan Magnolia beating Missouri Valley 9-8. Underwood beat AHSTW 4-0 and Tri-Center over Audubon by a 5-0 final. At the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Cam over Exira EHK 9-6, Woodbine beating West Harrison 8-5, Arweva over Glen Ralston 14-4, Bowyer Valley beat Whiting 10-1. In the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills over Griswold 24-5, Stanton beat East Mills 6-4, Sydney over Essex South Page 16-9. That's in boys baseball action last night. Well, Michigan is one victory away from its first NCAA baseball title since 1962. Jimmy Kerr homered for the third time in the College World Series, a 2-run blast in the seventh inning off of the Wolverines' 7-4 win against Vanderbilt in Omaha. Kerr has hit 7 of his 15 home runs over 11 NCAA tournament games, and he's 7-for-18 in the College World Series. Tommy Henry was unflappable for a second straight start, striking out 8 and pitching 8 1/3 innings of 7-hit ball. Game 2 set for tonight in Omaha. With a win, Michigan will capture the title. In the major leagues yesterday, the Indians picked up a 3-2 win over the Royals on a walk-off solo homer by Jason Kipnis in the 10th inning. Kipnis is hitting .471 with 4 homers and 14 RBIs in his last 9 games. One reason why Cleveland is an AL leading 15-6 this month. Indians rookie Bobby Bradley hit an RBI double for the second time since making his big league debut on Sunday. Just a couple of other AL games yesterday. The Yankees beat Toronto 10-8 and Boston over Chicago 6-5. In the National League, Wilson Contreras slammed a solo homer and drove in three runs as the Cubs won a matchup of National League division leaders 8-3 over the Braves. Jason Hayward added a solo homer for the Cubs, who put together a five-run fifth inning and moved a game ahead of the Brewers in the National League Central. John Lester pitched five-hit ball through six innings to help Chicago cut the Braves' lead in the NL East to 5.5 over Philadelphia. Philly was a winner yesterday over the Mets, 13-7. Also, Arizona beat L.A., 8-5. Colorado, 2-0 over San Francisco. St. Louis and Oakland will play at Busch Stadium tonight. The Cards are 24-16 on their home turf. That first pitch at 7:15 tonight. And we'll have live coverage for you here on KJAN. The broadcast getting underway with the pregame at 6:20 tonight. The St. Louis pitching staff has an ERA of 4.15. Dakota Hudson leads the team with a 3.36 ERA. The A's are 17-19 this season on the road. Marcelo Ozuna leads the Cardinals with 20 homers and 62 RBIs. Dexter Fowler is 7-for-30 with 3 homers and 11 RBIs over his last 10 games. While Matt Chapman leads the Athletics with 40 extra base hits, he's hitting .264 on the season. Again, we'll have that game for you tonight here on KJAN. Well, St. Louis will be minus one pitcher. St. Louis Cardinals closer Jordan Hicks has a torn elbow ligament, an injury that usually leads to Tommy John surgery. The team says it's determining what to do with Hicks, who has hit 105 miles an hour with fastballs this season and routinely reaches triple digits with his heater. Hicks left Saturday's game against the Angels in the ninth inning after retiring four batters. The 22-year-old Hicks is 2-2 with 14 saves and a 3.14 ERA in 29 games, striking out 31 in 28 and two-thirds innings. Hicks made his big league debut last year, pitching in 73 games. Also around the league, the Cubs say closer Craig Kimbrell could be activated later this week, 3 weeks after signing a free agent contract. Kimbrell allowed one run in two-thirds innings for Iowa on Saturday. It was his only run allowed in two and two-thirds innings over three appearances. In football news, Iowa has added a pair of commitments. Iowa State got three Monday for the football recruiting class of 2020. Reggie Brace, a 6-foot, 190-pound safety from Mobile, Alabama, and 6-foot, 230-pound defensive end Aaron Witt of Winona, Minnesota, both committed to the Hawkeyes. That's numbers 19 and 20 on the number of commitments for the 2020 class so far. For Iowa State, wide receiver Xavier Hutchinson of Brenham, Texas. He's 6'3 and 190 pounds and a junior college transfer from Blinn College. Along with offensive tackle Sam Rengertz of Milford, Ohio, a 6'7, 285-pounder. And also defensive end Johnny Wilson of Kansas City, Missouri, committed to the Cyclones yesterday. Iowa State now has 13 commitments for the 2020 recruiting class. After a surprising 2018 season, Iowa running back Mekhi Sargent says he still has a chip on his shoulder heading into this year. The native of Key West, Florida, joined the Hawkeyes as a walk-on last summer after playing one season at Iowa Western Community College. Sargent received no Division I offers out of high school, which he says is common in Key West.
We're at the bottom of the map, like the southernmost. Not a lot of people give guys down there the opportunity, and I feel I'm fortunate to make it out of that opportunity, like, out of that environment, coming into Iowa Western. I never pictured myself at a junior college. I just thought, okay, my plan is to go Division I.
After redshirting his first year in junior college, Sargent rushed for more than 1,400 yards in 2017, but once again, no Division I offers came his way.
It bothers you. But at the end of the day, you have to believe in yourself and have that chip on your shoulder to work hard and overcome adversity, and I feel like I'm doing just that, underdog mentality.
Iowa offered a roster spot last summer, and Sargent ended up leading the Hawkeyes in rushing with 745 yards. He says he has more to prove in his junior season.
I have a lot left in the tank. I feel like whether I'm starting or not, I have experience. I have more knowledge of the game, and I'm continuing to learn. I have a lot left to offer, whether it's, you know, out of the backfield, running the ball, blocking, you know. I've never had a season under 1,000, and that's honest, except high school freshman year in the years that I didn't play.
We'll have Hawkeye football this fall for you here on the radio. The Big 12 and Southeastern Conferences have announced the matchups for their Women's Basketball Challenge for the 2019-20 season. Iowa State will take on Alabama. That'll be in Tuscaloosa on Thursday, December 5th. Every team from the Big 12 will participate, while 10 teams from the SEC will also take part. And a person with firsthand knowledge of the situation has confirmed to the Associated Press that the presidents of the Big East schools have extended an invitation to UConn to rejoin the conference for basketball and other sports. The school's Board of Trustees is expected to accept the invitation on Wednesday and announce the move as early as Thursday morning. Connecticut currently is a member of the American Athletic Conference and is required to pay a $10 million withdrawal fee and give 27 months' notice before leaving. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.